Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations, like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
All right.
The Bobby Bones Post Show Pre Show.
This North Carolina woman turns 116 years old, is the oldest person in the country. Charlotte, North Carolina. Here's a clip from Fox 46 Charlotte.
We want to wish a very happy birthday to Miss Hester Ford. It is her 116th birthday. Yes, you heard that right. Check out this video from her 115th birthday party last year. She had a party at the Bates Ford Road Library with her family. Miss Hester was born in Lancaster County, South Carolina. She went on to have 12 children with her husband. She has more than 50 grandchildren and 120 great-grands. Ms. Hester credits her incredible longevity to family and a strong faith in God. And yes, in case you were wondering, she is the oldest living American.
She has over 100 great-grandkids. There's no way she knows all their names. There's no way. I barely know your names. I come here every day.
That's insane.
Isn't that crazy? Wouldn't you be a nervous wreck if you knew you were the oldest person in the whole country?
Why?
Because you're coming. The oldest person doesn't keep that title for long. That's like the shortest championship run ever. Ric Flair was champion seven times. Each of his runs were probably a little longer than this lady's going to be. And what, I would be such a hypochondriac too at 116. I'll get a hang now, be like, this is going to do it for me. Here we go.
Man, she lived through the 1918 flu pandemic and now she's living through coronavirus.
Yeah, she lived through Stonehenge, man. 116. That's crazy. Good for her. Happy birthday. Miss Hester Ford, 100 great-grandkids. That is nuts.
Aw, she's so cute.
Raymundo said he had a story that if you wanted to keep burglars out of your place, there's what, one simple thing to do?
Yeah, it's actually two. So most people don't double check their windows. Apparently a kid will do it, or you just randomly do it when it's a nice day out and you never lock the window. So that's one of the ways you can prevent it. And another way, don't put a key on your property. People still do that where they even hide it within 10 feet of their front door.
Yeah, that's the big one, is people putting a key under their mat. Because if you want to look in a house, I think they said they went to a neighborhood once just looking, and one out of every 10 had a key underneath it. That all you have to do is check 10 houses, and one of them's probably going to have a key.
Yeah. My mom had a fake rock. Mm-hmm. It was awesome.
Yeah.
And you opened it up, and you could slide the key in, and then we hid it amongst a bunch of other rocks. And it was great. I just always was nervous someone was going to see me bending down and pulling a key out of a rock. But get yourself one of those.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Speaking of home, your dad may get to come to your house.
Yeah. They called us. One of the ladies that works there was visiting with him and was able to take him out on a walk, thank goodness. And she said, I had to call y'all right when I got back. She said, because I really think he needs to be able to come and see you guys, see your house, be a part of your life, like for his well-being. He is such a people person. Some people are not, some people are. My dad is. So like they see a shift happening in his personality, not having contact with people and just family. So they said they're working on protocol for him to be able to visit. It's TBD, but they're working on it and they'll be in touch. And yeah, they might, I don't know if they're going to drop him off or we could pick him up. I don't know if you get in our car. I don't know how it's going to work, but could be crazy. I mean, I don't know. My kids are in school, so they're going to, everything.
Oh,
will,
yeah, they can't.
I know. Everything will be so sanitized and distanced, but like for him to just maybe it'll come and walk around and maybe hang out in our backyard. Maybe he doesn't come inside.
And you can't hug him still?
No.
Even if you get tested negative?
I have been tested negative.
But there's been days between then.
True.
Because I would say, again, what the heck do I know? Anybody that claims they know what they're talking about, if they're not a freaking doctor, don't listen to them. But from what I have heard doctors talk about, is if you test negative and then you quarantine yourself, there's been no exposure, have at it.
Okay.
The trouble is getting a test back quick enough.
Yeah.
Because Eddie tests on like a Wednesday, and then every Sunday night he knows and comes on the show Monday and is like, I still got it.
Yeah.
But it takes that many days.
Yeah. Well, I got one on Friday and got the results Saturday.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
I was reading this story about, and I get tested, that Nat Geo sends me tests. And so I do them. They're spit tests. Have to do them 3 times a week. So you spit in a tube and they make you like do that. And they have to watch you do it on the on Zoom too. And so you spit in a tube and then you pop it, seal it, put it in this thing. It's got a number on it. You mail it off. You register your number. And then you look and see. And if you're cleared and you feel and you're good, you get to go to work. And if you don't, you don't. And if I get it, the whole production shuts down.
Yeah.
Because you're talking about 50 people that are working based on me staying healthy, which is why I've kind of limited. I don't go a lot of places anymore. And if I do, I make sure there's just no one around. And again, not for my sake, because I think I would be like Eddie. I would get it and just get through it like an illness, but I don't want to be selfish and think that it's only about me, because I wouldn't want to get it and give it to somebody who was compromised.
Yeah. How much longer do we have to do
I know.
This?
Probably. I was, okay.
Tell me.
Because you know,
who
I have,
are you talking to?
I have a friend who's the head of a whole center, right?
I know. Just tell me.
Infectious disease. And like news hits him. He consults with other of the main guys. I would have just me talking to him, right? I would assume we're going to be in masks all of next year too, just about.
Oh, wow.
And that a vaccine will come, but it's not like we all just go take a pill and it all works. And then it's not going to work with everybody. And it's kind of predicting like a flu shot. Like they have an idea, but
I know,
things
and
are still mutating.
We're about to enter back into, well, I mean, not about to, it's still August, but time's going by fastish. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we're going to enter flu season again.
Well, this fall is going to be brutal.
Brutal.
Yeah, it's going to be brutal. Have your fun now.
I'm really, no, don't. Don't go have your fun. Let's stop having fun so that we can...
Again, I'll say it again because so many people claim to be... I am not an expert. I only talk to someone who is, and I probably only get 90% of the stuff that they say right to me back out. But yeah, I think... Yeah, I mean, that sucks. And it's not about me. Again, I feel like I could get it and be fine. That's not the question, even with college athletes. Yeah, of course. 99.9% of them are going to be fine. We don't know the long-term effects of it, but I mean, just...
Exactly, we don't.
But it's not about them getting sick. It's about them giving it to someone else that could.
Yeah.
And I talk about, I hope football's played. And I hope they're able to find a way to do it, because that's the most important thing to me sports-wise all year long. So I'm looking forward to it. I will understand if eventually they pull. I'm not going to get upset. But I'm pretty pumped right now that the SEC is still playing. Are you kidding? That's some normalcy. I live for that. Playoffs start tonight in basketball. Well, playoffs started last night, but for me, they start tonight. Oklahoma City and Houston are playing. I'm now a huge Thunder fan.
Mm.
We've watched every game in the bubble. Every Thunder game. We've watched every game. So, yeah, we're watching. I think they play at 5:30 Central tonight.
But the NBA's been back, right?
Mm-hmm. In a bubble, and nobody's got it.
Yeah.
But they're full bubble. Nobody goes in, nobody goes out.
Except for that one dude.
Well, yeah. He couldn't go back in. All right. That's it. We're done. See you tomorrow. Enjoy today's show. Tomorrow's show should be interesting because Raymundo apparently had to, or maybe you're going to do it on the show?
Yep.
He's going to disinvite some people from the show to his wedding.
On the show?
But
Oh, great.
That's what he says, due to coronavirus.
Oh.
So I don't really know what's going
to
happen
Y'all
here.
Are all in the wedding. I'm not about to get disinvited.
Well, we'll see tomorrow. All right, enjoy the show, guys. Bye. Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, I think I can eat a piece of pizza in under 30 seconds. Or I know it'll take you over a minute to drink that entire 2 liter. If you have, you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Now, here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they have more or less of a certain stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and a whole bunch more. Track your picks, play against others for a shot to win huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use the code BONES for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's the code BONES. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs, water bowls, treats, and toys. Again, maybe you're out and about. Camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting.
Turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
What's happening? And welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Amy, how are you?
Doing good. How about you?
Pretty good. I had a rough night last night. I woke up with the closest thing I've ever had to a migraine.
Oh, that's not good.
And I don't know that I've ever had a real migraine, honestly. I've had really, really bad headaches. But last night, I wake up and behind my right eye, it is pounding so hard that it woke me from sleep. And I'm like, oh. And so I'm laying there, and I'm hurting so bad, and I don't want to wake Caitlin up because there's nothing you can do. You have a headache. It wasn't a dehydration, I don't think. You know, I'd been in Montana for a few days, but I felt like I was doing pretty good with water. But it wouldn't stop. And I was moving around a little bit. And finally, she woke up. She was like, hey, are you all right? I was like, I have just the worst headache. She was like, what do you mean? I said, well, behind my eye, it feels like something's just punching the back of my eye. And so she wakes up because she's a number two, as you are too, probably, huh?
Oh, no, I'm not a two.
You're not a two?
Mm-mm, but she's a caretaker.
Yeah, she's very. And so she wakes up. God love her. And she goes and first gets Tylenol. She's like, here, take this. It makes me sit up. And then she starts rubbing back of my head, and it would only help for a second. And then she's like, okay. Then she gets on Google. She's like, behind the right eye. Well, then I'm going to die. Because you start Googling what's wrong with you. Next thing is you're going to die. She's like, okay, well, never mind. It could be whatever. She goes, let's get a hot wash rag, put it on your head, lay down. And then about an hour and a half, she just kind of sat there, and then I fell asleep. And that was it. Woke up this morning, felt great.
Oh.
Last night, it was a rough night, though, last night. But then she woke up, took care of me like crazy. It was awesome.
Nurse Caitlin.
I'm not used to being taken care of.
Yeah, never, that was different for you.
Never really in my life have I been taken care of. Not in that way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So at first it was weird because I felt guilty. I was like, gosh, she's way. But she was like, no, this is what I like to do. This is like my love language. I like to take care of people, and especially you. So that was weird.
That's her loving you. Yes. Yeah, you just have to accept it.
And it was tough at first because it was so not natural for me to be able to go. Because I wouldn't want them to be out. You know, before I left for my TV show, there were a few of us that came over to the house. And she had, with our little group that hangs out with each other, the non-corona group, as we call it. And you guys came over and surprised me. And I felt so guilty that I felt like you guys had went out of your way to come and have this little party for me before I left on my shoot. And I was like, I feel so guilty.
She was like, I never said anything to anybody. And I, now that you're bringing it up, I guess I'll just say it here. But we were standing alone. And at some point, people were off doing things. And you and I were right next to each other. And you looked at me and you were like, was anybody like, ugh, we have to go do this? Like, I was like, no, everybody that is here wants to be here. It's just odd that the first thing you thought is these people who are your friends, by the way, don't want to be here.
Yeah, I have a rough time making anything about me when I'm not making it about me.
Right. You literally looked at me asking if anybody complained that they had to be there.
And I had to get over it, and I did get over it, and I felt very loved because of it. But it took me a second to go, just take it. Mm-hmm. Just take it. I think I hear Eddie's dog at his house or something.
Yeah.
Eddie?
Are you there?
Did he turn his mic down because his yes. dog started going crazy?
Yes. I think there's a delivery truck pulling up or something, but she's barking. Yeah, sorry about that.
Early morning delivery at the Eddie house. Is it a corona vaccine for you, buddy?
No, I wish. Please drop that off my front door now.
Do you have a plan to get tested this week?
Yeah, I'm going to go Wednesday. I found a new place. I'm going to go check that out, and hopefully we get a different result this time. I'm going to tell them to go down my throat, though, this time and forget the nose. Hopefully that helps.
An entire sorority house at Oklahoma State University is quarantined after 23 cases among sisters at the house. Isn't that wild?
Golly.
Mm-hmm. I saw that I think maybe 9 Oklahoma football players had it, too.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, here it is. Meanwhile, just 84 miles away, 9 football players at the University of Oklahoma have tested positive for coronavirus. What will be crazy is, because I hope they play college football. I hope it's safe and I'm able to watch the SEC and watch Arkansas play. What's going to be wild is because some kids are going to get it. And they're probably going to be fine, right? They're in super great shape. But then, again, that's not even why people are worried. It's them giving it to somebody else, right? Like, no one's worried about the players getting sick because they're super healthy and it doesn't really affect young people that often. With me?
Yes.
But it's what I'm curious about is they got to pull them. And what if it's the quarterback? You know, what if it's the starting middle linebacker who's an All-American and he gets coronavirus 2 days before the game? Does the coach say, hey, hide that. We got to get out on the field.
No.
Listen, it's football.
No.
I'm not saying they should. Okay. You have to remember they used to hide concussions, Amy. That's a brain injury.
Yeah, but that affects that one person. You're gonna spread it to a bunch of other people.
I'm not arguing.
Oh, I know.
In the Amy thinks I've taken the linebacker that I invented, by the way, his position.
No, I know. I get it. Yeah. You're like, what if the coach does that? And if he does, then he should be fired.
Yeah, and he would be. But this whole thing is weird. I hope to God they play. I will also understand if they don't, right? That's where I feel, because I'm getting asked by interviews all the time, hey, what do you think about football? And they want me to say either they should or have some angry opinion about it. I hope with my heart they're able to play, because if they're playing, that means that they have deemed it to be safe. I also am planning on them to probably play for a little bit and go, oh, we can't go on. I don't want that to happen. That's where my heart takes me.
Yeah.
All right. A couple of months ago, we did a bit on what movies people have walked out of in the middle of it. And I walked out of Weekend at Bernie's 2 back in the day. I walked out of the first Incredible Hulk with Eric Bana. I think those were the two I walked out of. But we talked about that. But then I was thinking, what about the TV shows that we've kind of not walked out of, but abandoned right in the middle of it? Because I was reading a story about This Is Us, and they're going to be covering coronavirus. And I go, oh, yeah, I just kind of quit that show.
Oh, me too.
I never got mad at it.
Me neither.
I never felt like it was less compelling, but I just was never drawn to go back to it. Like, before Jack and the Fire, that's where I was out. I never saw Jack and the Fire. I remember the previews going, Jack's in a fire. And I'm like, I got to watch that.
And I remember scared of my crock pot for a little bit. But then.
Is that what happened?
I think so, because I never watched it either. I just would see news articles, afwards about Instapots and crock pots.
What TV shows have you abandoned? I have abandoned This Is Us for no other reason than I forgot. And other shows kind of got in the way and were better. And then The Marvelous Miss Maisel.
Oh, I did the same. Yeah, and I have abandoned the same shows.
I was like, huh.
Yeah.
I think I just got BBD, bigger, better deal with other shows. What about you?
Bloodline. And I've heard from two different people recently talking about how much they loved it. And I abandoned it. So now I don't know if I need to try to go back.
Bloodline's score on Rotten Tomatoes is 90% audience score. Caitlin was telling me recently that it's such a good show. And it's the coach from, it's Coach Taylor, right?
From Friday Night Lights.
Yes. I had that when I didn't have Wi-Fi in Montana the last few days. I had Friday Night Lights on my computer that I had downloaded. I'd never seen an episode, and I started and I was like, I'm going to watch something else instead.
Oh, you're going to regret doing that. If you don't ever, what if tomorrow never comes? You need to watch Friday Night Lights.
Well, if tomorrow never comes, I've still got Yellowstone and Upload to watch.
Oh my gosh, I cannot believe you're watching Upload over Friday Night Lights. I just can't.
I love Upload. I love the premise of it. You're in the future 10, 15 years. It's funny.
You think that's only 10, 15 years from now? Oh, it really is.
Yeah, they actually say what year inside of it.
I thought you were saying we're 10, 15 years away from uploading our...
How do you know we're not, though?
I don't. That just seems like
10
impossible.
Years ago, if you would have said that, some of the stuff we can do now with our eyes, recognize our phone... You would have been like, you're crazy. And also, what's an iPhone? There's a lot of
stuff. With you. I just don't know about uploading our brain or soul or whatever it is to some virtual heaven.
That would be awesome, wouldn't it? All right, what do you got? What shows have you moved away from, abandoned?
Bloodline is the biggest one I can think of right now. And then I'm with you on Mrs. Maisel, on This Is Us. And, there was another one. But now, those are my main ones.
Eddie, you?
Oh, I'm going to have to go with Stranger Things because...
Oh, me too!
The first season was phenomenal. And then the second, I was like, it's got a little weird. And if they have 3 and 4, I don't really care to watch that at all.
I watched the first one. I think I struggled through the second. And then if there's... Yeah, like Eddie. How many seasons are there, Mike, of Stranger Things?
There's 3.
There's 3? Yeah. I haven't seen the third one.
I haven't seen the second.
Isn't 11 like 30 years old now?
Probably.
Is that her name, 11?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. She's a single mom. It's like Alyssa Milano and the new Who's the Boss remake. Millie Bobby Brown's only 16 years old in real life.
Wow.
All right, shows that you've abandoned, Lunchbox?
Ooh, Orphan Black. It was so good for so long, and then I just quit watching, and then I gave up on Outer Banks. I watched like 2 episodes, and I was like, this is terrible, and I just gave up on it.
Ray, did you watch Outer Banks? You like that?
Yeah, I watched the whole thing, and I'm ready for the next season.
Yeah. All right. Let us know. Call our voicemail line. Let us know what show you loved and you just stopped watching and there really wasn't a reason. Like, it shouldn't be because it got bad. It should just be that, oh, crap, I forgot. Call us, 877-77-BOBBY. There's a house in Iowa where 2 adults and 6 children were axed to death, and now you can stay there for $428 a night. Why would people want to go there on purpose?
I wouldn't. That's really twisted to me.
Huh. The Vasilla Axe Murder House in Iowa. 2 adults, 6 children, they were axed to death. The Moore family had invited the Stillinger family over for a visit in 1912, and then no one survived. The crime remains unsolved. Now you can book an overnight tour overnight, up to six people, $428. After a tour of the house and the grounds, keys are turned over to the guests, and you have the house all to yourself till 9:30 the next morning. That does not seem fun to me.
No, it seems so creepy. And 1912, okay, I get it. It's a little bit so far back to where it doesn't, it's just more of a spooky thing than a creepy thing. Like if that happened in the 90s and they're like, come and get it, that'd be really weirded out.
Photographs and videos are highly encouraged. You'll have to pack some gear that includes sleeping bags. And out in front of the house, it does say, Velissa Axe Murder House with like blood coming down the leg. It's just weird.
Okay.
You're right though about ghosts, because you always hear about ghosts from the 1800s and 1900s, dragon chains. And that's not the only time that people died where there should be ghosts. Again, there could be a 90s ghost. Like the ghost from the 1800s, it was always like, we're for out now. I'm here to haunt you. But why? How come there aren't ghosts in the 90s like, ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number 5.
I don't know.
You know, I don't. You're right. It's a great point. Where are the 90s ghosts? All right. A man lets his clerk at the gas station choose his lottery ticket and wins $500,000.
So does he have to give him some?
Well, here's the question I'll ask you is, I don't think you have to, but what?
Should he? Does he?
Like how much?
Would you?
Yes, I would think you should. A Michigan man said allowing a store clerk to choose his lottery ticket has scored him a $500,000 jackpot. The 73-year-old Dickinson County man told Michigan lottery officials he wanted to buy a scratch-off. He was struck by indecision. He said, I had a $5 bill in my pocket. I said, hey, pick me a winner. The clerk selected the winner. Quote, I scratched the ticket off, got a Frosty the Snowman signal to win $500,000. Frosty symbol. The man said he plans to share some of his winnings with his family and invest the rest. He didn't say anything about the clerk here. But if you win $500,000, you're getting about, I'm going to say, $310 all in after taxes, after. So you have $310,000 now. How much do you give the clerk?
I'll just give him
$10,000. Oh, wow.
Down to three.
That's a lot.
Hey, you only have that money because he picked it.
Well, you have that money because you wanted a ticket and you used your money. He could also bought himself a ticket and didn't. I would give him $5,000.
Okay.
That's a lot for picking out a ticket.
I would just, whatever it is ends up making me with an even three, I'm totally cool with that.
You're totally cool with $300,000 free?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Lunchbox, how much would you give him?
I may give him a $5 bill. Say, here, buy yourself a $5 ticket. Maybe you'll be as lucky.
Or you could pick one for him.
That's
you picked one for me. Yeah, now
exactly.
I'll
return the favor.
That's interesting.
Okay. Bobby Bones,
the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Keith Urban has revealed the new collaborations on his upcoming album, The Speed of Now Part 1. His duet on We Were with Eric Church is on the album. He has a new duet with Pink called One Too Many, and he has a song with Breland and Nile Rodgers called Out the Cage. The album is set to drop on September 18th. Lauren Elena is planning on staying single for a while due to the pandemic.
I can't really get on like Tinder or anything. You're not leaving your home, so I don't know where I would meet this guy, this imaginary guy. So I'm probably going to be single for the next little bit because the world is shut down. Unless it's the Amazon delivery guy, because I see that guy a lot.
Thomas Rhett talks about getting to spend time with his kids this summer.
To me, it's been kind of a blessing in disguise to be able to hang out with them and get to learn them a little bit better. Because on the contrary, I would be on the road, but now I get to be at home and wake up with them, go to sleep with them, and just find a new ways to have fun with them.
I'm Morgan number 2. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news
with Amy.
Tell me something good.
So shout out to this brother and sister, Brock Henricks, who's 9, and his sister Emma, who's 7. They told their mom that they wanted to use the money from their lemonade stand to support healthcare workers in their community down in Kaufman, Texas.
Nice.
So because of friends and neighbors that came by and bought their lemonade and supported them, they got $400. And they went and they bought snacks, which is what they want to do for healthcare workers. And then they went and handed them out to caregivers outside.
That's awesome. Good for those kids and good for those parents for raising those kids.
Yeah. They use their proceeds to brighten somebody else's day, which is super cool.
There you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Florida. A man went through the Wendy's drive-thru and he became upset when they got his order wrong. So he tried to enter the restaurant, but the front door was locked. So he went through the drive-thru window and started throwing cups, lids, and straws all over the restaurant because he was mad they messed up his order.
went, like, crawled physically through the window?
Through the drive-thru window.
The police say he pulled up to the drive-thru at the restaurant around 11 p.m., acted belligerent.
Climbed through the window.
That climb into the... Why would you just not get out and go through the door if you're going to do some crap?
No, he did. He tried. It was locked.
Oh, got it. Surveillance video shows all this. He fled in a rental car.
And then they called the rental car company and he got arrested.
A rental car. All right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. What's happening? Hey, you guys can follow me on Instagram at Mr. Bobby Bone. Just hit it up, press follow, try to be a good Instagram person. Here is a voicemail from Cameron. He left this last night.
Hey, Bobby. Morning, studio. Got a quick question for you. Kind of need some advice here. I asked for a raise for my job about a month ago, and my boss and I had a really good conversation about it, said I deserved the raise, said I should get the raise, but I still haven't got the raise yet. He says, you know, because of coronavirus, they're trying to make cutbacks and everything, and I understand that. The aviation job, and right now, you know, now's not the greatest time to go look for another job. So kind of wondering what you would do do in this situation, how much longer you would wait, kind of what you would say to get the conversation started.
It's a good question. Awkward. But sometimes you have to have awkward conversations. There's some communication being missed here between the boss and him. I think you just have to say, hey, I know we had talked about getting a raise last month. Just wonder when that's going to fall into my next check or when it's going to fall into a check. And then let him say, oh, you know what? We have to kind of resend that. But I think that's just how you go to it. You go directly at it. Avoid any of the gray area and be like, hey, I know we talked about this on whatever day this was. You said this was happening. Just wondering when it was going to take effect. Hey, thanks. Have a great day. Let me know if you need anything. Cameron.
Yeah.
That's what I would write.
I feel like if there's anything I've learned about communicating with you or any of our bosses above, it's just being as direct as possible.
Because for me, if you're direct, that saves me time. Exactly. I can look right at the question. I can identify the problem. We can figure out how we're going to fix it or not fix it. And I can go to the next thing.
Which is not me by nature. That's something I've had to learn. And I'm still not good at it. But I know that that's what bosses appreciate. So, yeah, I would follow Bobby's lead on that and just encourage you to just bring it up and he'll give you the direct answer. If he's a good boss, he knows how to handle it.
Even my approach when I told Cameron just now was diplomatic. Because if it were just me in my heart, I'd be like, raise question mark, win question mark, send. But that's me. Cameron say, hey, boss, I know we talked about this on this day. Just wonder when it's going to take effect. Don't ask if you're still getting it. Just say, when's it going to take effect? Cool?
Cool.
All right, here is a voicemail that we got last night.
Morning, studio. I was calling because I always hear Bobby talking about how he hates running and he can't get into it. And I have a solution for him. There's an app called Charity Miles. You download it and it tracks your run. And every mile you run, it donates to a charity of your choice. I know how much he loves donating, and I thought that would be a good solution. All right. Have a good day.
I mean, it sounds fun in theory. I love to give back, but I think how I'm going to give back is not by running. Just can't get into it.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm doing? I'm just considering getting a treadmill, and I know that's a waste of money.
It's not. You got me one, and it's amazing.
I know, but last time I had a treadmill, it ended up being a clothes hanger. I just threw clothes on it the whole time.
You rode your bike. It's not a clothes hanger.
I know. But a little bit, I don't ride it that much anymore because I can be out for Corona now. I can go outside. Okay. Let's do Sterling from Wichita, Kansas.
Hey, Bobby Bones Show. I'm a police officer. Here in Wichita, and I just want to say that every morning at the end of my shift, I turn you guys on, make my day just a little bit better. But I'm not the hero. My wife's the hero, Nicole. If you guys can give her a shout-out, that'd be appreciated. If not, no matter, no love. You guys rock. Thank you. Bye.
Appreciate that, Sterling. Yeah, shout-out to all of our police officers listening right now. Let's do one more. Here you go.
Hi, this question is for Amy. I randomly met this guy in the Army back in March, and then we kind of messaged just a little bit, but now it's kind of been like it kind of went dead for a few months, and now it's kind of picked back up again. He just told me that he's getting deployed like in a few days. So is it worth it to continue? Like, we don't really know each other. That he's going to be gone for like maybe a year. So are they super busy when they go over there? I really have no idea. I feel so dumb saying that. Anyways, I just wanted your opinion, Amy.
Well, I have no idea where he's going and what he's doing. So I think how busy is depends on that. So can't answer that for you. But what I can tell you is that being deployed is something that weighs heavily on them, weighs heavily on those that are back home, which if you become an important part of his life, there's just a lot that comes with a deployed person that you're in a relationship with. So you have to be prepared for that. And you can't be needy. He doesn't have time for you to be back home being needy.
And I can say, too, if you don't really know him that well, this is not the best time to try to get to know somebody.
Yeah.
Just say, hey, let's put a pin in this. When you come back, if you want to, then talk about love.
But I also think from his point of view, like him having that might be really a great connection for him. And if you can send him care packages or leave him messages or write him letters. Like that stuff can be very powerful too. So again, I think you evaluate what are you feeling inside. Maybe you have this talk with him before he goes and see how seriously y'all want to take it while he's gone.
She barely knows him.
I know.
I just would, listen, send him all the care packages. Listen,
that would be thoughtful.
We love our
military.
Couldn't love him anymore. However, if I'm not dating him and he goes off, I'm not dating until he gets back.
Yeah.
Because what if I'm committed and then he's not and there's never been a define the relationship talk? And then you feel guilty because you're cheating on a member of the service.
Yeah. There's just a lot in this that, you know, we don't know.
Here's my tip. Just say, hey, Send me, give me your address. I'm going to send you packages the whole time. When you get back,
let's still talk.
Let's see if we want to date. Yeah. But until then, I got you a little bit.
I like
but
that.
Then still date other people if you're hurt.
Okay. If you want to.
Yeah. All right. There you go. Thank you, guys. You can always call us with your questions or comments. 877-77-BOBBY. That's our phone number. There's a voicemail line. Just leave a message. We'll get to a lot of them like we do every single day. What's happening, everybody? Amy, what'd you bring today?
Well, my kids went back to school, and my son's tests are now called celebrations of what you've learned, and homework
That's
is now
called... That's the worst party I've ever heard of.
Yeah, and homework is now called practice at home.
It's called celebrations of what you've learned?
Listen, I don't know. I just got the newsletter. I don't know. I haven't, like, talked it over with the teachers, and I don't
Is
think
this a school thing or just one nutty teacher?
No, it was in the... school notes, like important things to know about this year.
Well, then, but can you get punished if in your celebration you didn't learn enough?
I think you get graded on the celebration. You still get graded, but
what is happening?
Yeah, I don't know about the test thing, but the practice at home I think is going to be helpful for us because something about homework to my son is a little bit of a trigger.
I don't mind that one, practice at home.
To where he freaks out over the word homework, but now. If I start calling it, we're just practicing at home, I think that's going to go over better. But celebrations of what we've learned, I'm still confused on.
Practice at home, I give a 8 out of 10. Celebrations is a 0. That doesn't even get on the scale.
Yeah, I'll keep you posted on how this plays out. But because so far, we haven't had any celebrations.
I know you said you were giving props to your kids' school because of what they're having them do every day.
Yeah, washing hands like crazy, sanitizing. They've got face shields and masks and... I mean, both my kids came home complaining about how much they are sanitizing, and I was like, high five. You're doing it right.
So, did you do all school supplies and stuff normal this year?
We had to change up one thing because Tashira has so many books. Like, she has her favorite little pineapple backpack, but it's not, she couldn't even walk because her backpack was so heavy. And I saw her, like, trying to make her way out to the car, so I went online and ordered her a roller backpack.
Now, is that cool or no?
I don't know. I just want to save her from having back problems.
Does it look
down
like a suitcase?
Line.
Like she's in the airport all the time?
No, it's like JanSport, but it's on wheels. Yeah. I kind of want one. And props to her because she was so excited to unpack her other backpack and pack it up, and she thought it was fine. I just worry. I don't know if other kids are going to think that's not cool because when I was in school, I don't know that I could have felt cool enough to wheel around a roller backpack, but she's... working it.
It's literally a backpack. I'm looking at it here. A JanSport backpack that is your traditional backpack, but just has one of those things like a suitcase
yes.
where you go broom, and you pull it up.
Mm-hmm.
Can you also wear it or no? Is it too heavy?
No. Oh. You wheel it.
Oh.
So we'll see.
Eddie, what'd you bring today?
I've been trying a little something, you know, just a little bit of communication in my life and express when I feel something. And I want to bring to you guys a feeling that I've been having about Ray.
Oh.
And it's just something that frustrates me.
Okay,
and I
go
think
ahead.
Today he's wearing a shirt too that says Cool Dad. Anytime Ray talks about being a dad and celebrating Father's Day, it frustrates me. It actually makes me feel very angry inside. And I don't know what to do about it because he's not a dad. It's almost like I'm in the army overseas fighting, and this dude's in high school in the JROTC. You know what I mean?
So Eddie's got 4 kids, 2 his own, 2 foster kids. He's a real-life dad. Raymundo has
23 frozen eggs.
Yes. It's true.
That are stored in a freezer at the hospital until I create them into an embryo. So that's what we're waiting on.
And so you feel like those are your kids?
Yes.
Do you ever go see them?
Yeah, we have. I wish you could actually do it more regularly, but because of COVID and stuff, it's once every 6 months.
Do you feel like a dad?
Absolutely.
This is what I'm talking about.
But you're not kidding. You really feel like a dad.
I've already paid over $500 of fees and stuff because I'm a dad.
Do you know how much I've paid? Do you want to know how much money I've put on my kids?
Well, Ray's kids are young. How old are your kids, Ray?
We've had them for about a year.
Yeah. And they're the same age. Negative.
And he has to do no parenting either. Like, there's no work involved. He just has these eggs sitting in a freezer.
Well, he's going to have to work soon.
When do you guys think you'll do that?
Very soon, wedding's in October. All right, we could be up at the hospital in December trying. Just give me 10 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
That's crazy.
But you know you're not a dad, right?
I know.
Okay.
And it was cold in here, so I'm wearing a dog dad sweatshirt. That, I mean, I don't wear this outside of here.
Uh-oh, you don't have a dog. Bobby,
you don't have a dog. You better wear a cat dad. All right, all right. Raymundo said that over the weekend he watched on Netflix the David Spade comedy.
Yeah, The Wrong Missy.
Yeah.
You better be ready to laugh out loud.
Is it that funny?
Is it a TV show, right?
No, it's a, it's a Netflix original movie.
Oh, movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is amazing.
Oh, cool.
Okay, here's the Rotten Tomato. 52% on the audience score.
What?
It says, Lauren Lapkus lifts The Wrong Missy above failure, but this lazy comedy will be the wrong option for all but most Happy Madison starred viewers.
Listen, David Spade is a little bit older. I feel like there's somebody should be somebody coming up in the ranks that's the new funny guy. You know, because he's late 40s, maybe 50, and he's trying to play a
50s.
He's in a 30-year-old role, kinda. But wow, get ready. If you guys aren't down to laugh, then don't watch it. But you are going to honestly LOL.
I love David Spade. I think he's hilarious. David Spade's 56 years old. I follow him on Instagram too.
I'm down to laugh.
I saw him at a restaurant.
Dancing with the Stars?
No, okay, so no, I was out there working on American Idol this last season, and okay. I was on a date with Caitlin early on, and I saw him sitting at a table, and I went up, and he was just eating, and I never want to bother anyone while they're eating, and I just walked by, and so he was eating by himself, and I said, hey, man, big fan, and just he said, hey, thanks a lot, kept walking, and then tweeted the next day about it. He was like, hey, I really appreciate this interaction. They didn't stop, hold me from my food. So, yeah, I like David Spade a lot. But it's good, huh, Ray?
Yeah, good couples movie. My fiance's watched it twice, and I give it 4 ha-has out of 5.
Mm. 4 ha-has.
Wow, and she's already watched it twice.
All right. Whoa. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
There was a car crash last week that involved $4 million worth of cars. And when I first saw the headline, I thought, oh, did a big truck carrying expensive cars crash?
Like a truck full of Jaguars or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, no, it was in the Swiss Alps, and there was a Mercedes-Benz wagon, a Porsche 911, and a Bugatti, and a motorhome. And they all wrecked, and there was $4 million worth of damage. Luckily, everybody was fine.
I'm looking at some of the pictures here on these really tight roads where they are. This is where the wreck is.
Yeah.
They really couldn't see each other, and you come around the curve, and you're not in your lane.
Yeah.
It all goes to crap.
And there was the big motorhome, like, taking up a bunch of space. So it was just really crazy. But thankfully, nobody was hurt. But, I mean, that's just kind of odd that, well, in the nicest neighborhood ever or what?
When I was in Montana last weekend, the roads that were on top of the mountains are super thin and super dirt. And you're coming around, and if you're not in your right spot or just prepared, you're going to hit somebody. Now, there's not a lot of people out there, but yeah, it's kind of how these roads look here. All right, what else?
So somebody figured out the male equivalent to Karen. I know we did it on the show, and I think we came up with, was it Eddie?
No, yeah. Eddie's just the guy you think's like Karen.
Chad.
Chad.
That's right. That's right.
That's
well, based on the popularity of the name over the past 70 years, the male name that is closest to Karen is Terry.
Okay, so they're just taking the data from the naming more so than... There aren't that many Terrys that are douchebags.
Right.
Yeah.
They're not like saying, oh, like, this many Terrys are complaining online.
I think about the name Terry, and I have a pretty positive association with the name Terry.
Yeah, I know one man named Terry, and he's amazing.
Yeah. One of the guys I work with in Nat Geo's name is Terry. He's the best guy ever.
Yeah.
So I'd say no Terry. Famous Terrys. Terry Crews.
I don't know who that is.
The bald guy, gets all the big chest muscles. Dun, dun, dun.
Still don't know.
You would know if I showed you a picture. Terry Bradshaw. No.
This is a woman, though, right?
No, no. He's a football player. Played for the Steelers.
Okay, I don't know him.
Played football at Louisiana Tech back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it. There's Terry Rozier, basketball player, 26. That's all. All right, what else you got?
Well, Loretta Lynn is joining a lot of people that think Garth Brooks is wrong to pull out of CMA Entertainer of the Year consideration.
I understand why he did it. I think he should have won. And honestly, I voted for him again. I know he pulled himself out, but he was still up on the ballot, and I voted for him again this time. He probably, when he was younger, saw some of the older guys not making way for some of the younger guys. And I think that's why Garth did that. Not because he didn't think he deserved it. I think he's like, you know what? I had my shot. So I'm with Loretta Lynn where I agree Garth should be it this year,
But I also understand that Garth's like, hey, I have my shot. Now let me look out for the younger guys.
Yeah. She said, no, I think he's wrong on this one. He's won it 7 times because he earned it. And in her book, he's earned it 20 times over and deserves to win anytime they count the votes.
Has set the precedent for what everybody else should try to do. Hits, live touring, things outside of country music.
Yeah.
Crazy. The guy's just the greatest. Anything else?
Well, so 100 years ago today, women were granted the right to vote in the U.S. So in celebration of this anniversary, iHeart has teamed up with P&G for a new podcast called Seneca, 100 Women to Hear. And you can listen to it on the iHeart Radio app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I was hoping you were going to say in celebration, no men can vote this election. It's all women. There'll be a better outcome for sure.
Probably.
In celebration, we've eliminated all dudes from casting their votes.
Yes, let's do it.
Yeah. Is that it, Amy?
Yeah, no, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Greg Skeens lives out in California, and the wildfires have been going on. We're approaching his house, and there were some wolves, and his dog chased him. Chased him away. Said, get out of here. But the only problem is the fires, the dog never came back. The firefighters saved his house, and when they were going through the woods, they found his dog alive.
Oh, man.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah. Oof. I've had my dog missing before, and you're just like, it's just like a constant, it's like a heavy backpack you're wearing all the time. When you finally see that dog again, got his house saved,
and they saved his dog. By the same firefighters.
That's awesome. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. Or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Crossport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on while being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Amy, we're coming over to you now for the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
What does a nut say when it sneezes?
What does a nut say when it sneezes?
Cashew.
That was the Morning Corny.
A 9-year-old boy in Oklahoma who's been in foster care for 6 years has now had thousands of adoption offers after he appeared on the news and said, quote, he just liked to have a family. Jordan, who's been in the foster care system for 6 years, told the news station KFOR that he's desperate for a permanent home after his biological younger brother, Brayson, was adopted. And so here's a clip from the original story that ran last week on Oklahoma News 4.
It's no secret a family would be a dream come true. Jordan lives at a group home now, but would love a sense of normalcy and the unconditional love of a parent.
I call mom and dad, or this mom, or this dad. I don't really care.
A family to eat mac and cheese together, ride bikes together, and most of all.
Well, the reason why it's important is because so I could have some people to talk to anytime I need to.
A child just looking for his place to call home.
Oof. How about that?
Mm. Man, so he has a biological brother?
Mm-hmm. Who was adopted, yeah, younger brother. Younger, and younger kids get adopted quicker. But 5,000 people have submitted now to adopt him in the 12 hours since that segment aired. So here's the thing, and I hope you don't think this is weird for me to say this. Because again, this kid is getting noticed because he's been put on the news. What if local stations, like they do the animal adoptions, did kid adoptions and said, here's this kid, and they come and do a little spot with the kid like this, and then people could see it? Because obviously, people being exposed and seeing that makes them feel, and then you do things based on how you feel. I think if we just went and took our kids, and I hate the animal comparison, but people do these adopted dog stuff all the time. Why would you not do adopt a kid?
Well, here's the thing that I want to warn against: someone being moved emotionally by something they see on the news and then acting on it. And Eddie can probably agree with me on this, maybe. This is more than just taking on you're not adopting a dog or a cat. And then there's so much that goes into this, and you've got to really be in it for the long haul. And you have to know, even especially adopting an older kid, there's so many challenges you're going to face, and you have to be up for it.
My point is, though, maybe it gets people thinking about adoption, yeah, and then they go through that whole process when they see that. I'm not saying you see this kid and you go get the kid, but I'm saying, what if you're sitting there and you're married and either you can't have kids or you just want to give back, and you're like, hey, we should start evaluating if we want to adopt or not.
Yeah.
Like, it could, this
starts
happening,
the conversation.
Putting kids and their stories out make people at least start to think about it. I don't think anyone should see it and then go, I'm going to go get them tonight. But my point is, it starts to at least introduce you to the culture, and then you start to learn. And then if you do learn and you are emotionally, mentally ready to go, then you do it. But unless you're ever exposed to the idea, you never have the idea. It doesn't matter in adoption or anything else.
Yeah. No, I agree.
So why can't we put it on TV?
Some sort of exposure would be good to show people. But I just know, after those thousands of calls, I guarantee you a lot of them, they're not ready.
But what if two are, is my point. What if 5,000 come in and they're able to weed out 4,998 and there really are two that would have never seen it had it not been for this kid doing the news?
Amazing. And of the thousands that may not be ready, it doesn't mean in a year from now or a few months from now they might be ready. But yeah, I'm with you. Exposure to that would be amazing, because there are so many foster kids and kids that need adoption. It's crazy.
Eddie, how do you feel? You have two foster kids right now. What's that make you feel?
Yeah, man, that breaks my heart. Like, it really does. It's a great story, but you're both right too. You know, Amy's right about a lot of parents not being ready. You're right about the getting the word out. And that's why I like talking about it on air, too, because maybe it gives somebody kind of an idea whenever I talk about my journey of being a foster parent. So hopefully we're doing the right thing here, too. But you're right. TV stations need to get this thing on air for sure.
I mean, every month, put a new kid up there that's awesome and let people see, hey, this kid needs a home. And then there may be one or two people that have been going through the process mm-hmm. that are like, we're ready, that can actually get that kid. Man, exposure for anything that needs help. It's all about exposure. People don't know a lot of times that they can help until you show them what's happening and how you can get them involved. Anyway, I thought that story was pretty crazy. Eddie, by the way, Eddie has two foster kids, two kids of his own. Amy's adopted two children, too.
Yes.
So we're not just talking out of our butt. Well, I'm talking out of my butt over here. But, yeah, we have real issues. Okay, let's do the top three songs in country music this week. At number three, it's Justin Moore, Why We Drink. At number two, it's Chris Jansen, Done. I won't quit till the good Lord says my work is done. And your number one song is Maddie and Tay, Die from a Broken Heart. Mama, the number one pop song this week is Watermelon Sugar. Harry Styles. Watermelon Sugar High. Watermelon Sugar High. And the number one alternative song this week is from Weezer, Hero. Well, everybody needs a hero, but I'm not everybody else, I walk alone. Weezer's still putting out alternative hits. I mean, that's why I fell in love with Weezer as a kid. That's why I look like I look with my glasses, basically.
Wow.
All right, there you go. All right, time for one of my favorite segments. We do it about once a month.
Bobby the Historian.
So I love just reading random facts. I love dropping history on you guys. And so here you go. Here are things we say, but we probably have no idea where they came from. First up, when I say caught you red-handed, that means what?
You stole something or did something bad and you're busted.
Like I caught you in the act.
Yeah.
Yeah. The real meaning of caught you red-handed, there was an old law stating that if someone butchered an animal that didn't belong to them, he would only be punished if he was caught with blood on his hands. If one was caught with the meat, but his hands were clean, he would not be punished. But if they literally caught him red-handed because of the blood, that's when he got in trouble. And that's caught red-handed.
Got it.
How about honeymoon? What's that mean?
It's where you go after you get married. Hmm? So, I don't know.
It's like a holiday spent together by a newly married couple.
Oh, because sweet nights? I don't know.
What do you mean?
Honey is sweet mm-hmm. and... you're spending nights together for the first time.
According to tradition, a newlywed couple would have to drink a beverage with honey for an entire month for fertility and good luck.
Oh.
So it's really not about the vacation. It's about you just got married. You're supposed to drink stuff with honey so you can have a baby.
Cool.
Push the envelope. What does that mean in your mind when I say push the envelope?
To go too far.
Yeah, to like approach a limit and sometimes extend.
Yeah.
Like, I get in trouble for pushing an envelope with a lot of what we do here.
Yes. I would say, so does it mean, I don't even know where that came from.
Pushing the envelope belongs to the modern era of the airplane. The flight envelope is a term from aeronautics, meaning the boundary or limit of performance of a flight object. Basically, it's what can this aircraft do? The envelope is mathematical curves, and it's like, hey, we got to push this envelope. Like, we have the, let's see if we can make it go faster than we think it'll go.
Okay.
Air knowledge. Take that to your husband. He's a pilot.
I'm going to drop that bomb on him later.
How about give the cold shoulder? What does that mean in real life to you?
It means ignore someone. Turn your back on them.
To reject or be deliberately unfriendly to. That's the meaning. The original saying, during medieval times in England, after everyone was done feasting, the host would give his guest a cold piece of meat from the shoulder as a way of showing everyone, time to go. Don't got to go home, but you can't stay here. And so for now, when you're at my house and it's time to go and I want you to go, you're all getting a piece of the cold shoulder. I'm going to buy meat just from the grocery store just to give you guys to go.
You don't even need to do that. You just kind of are like, okay, well... and you just have this look about you and everyone knows it's time to go.
Yeah, I'm like... wonder what we're going to do
or
now.
Or you just, like, leave.
That's true, too.
And you go to your room.
At my own house. I'll just go to my room. That's true, too. I have more of these. We can do some more later if you want. Okay. Do you like that or no?
Yeah, I do. It's interesting.
Okay, we'll get to some more of those in a little bit. Tim McGraw posted a photo to honor Elvis on the day that he died, which was the 16th. And this is what McGraw captioned the photo. I'm often asked who I'd like to hang out with, living or past. And there is no question, the king. We lost him 43 years ago today. Man, was he cool. So I ask you, and I made a list here, what dead person would you want to hang out with?
Well, Jesus is the first person that always comes to mind.
And if you don't pick Jesus, you're a jerk, right? Okay, let's take Jesus off the list.
I know.
We're not going to shame anybody.
I had to get him out there.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I totally would.
We get it. We all would pick Jesus. You just got to go first. That's me. All right. Do you want to go first?
No, you go first.
I have a list here.
Okay.
I put Steve Jobs on my list because I'd like to see where we'd be now with these products. Because there's been a drop-off since he died. Now, he didn't create them, but he found ways to market them and to also encourage folks to work harder, faster. And by encourage, finger parentheses. Brutal guy. But, you know, most great folks are in a way. Then I have in my music category, Kurt Cobain, Tupac, and John Lennon. Because they all died way early, and they all started something that we're still a part of now. And I would love to see where they went in their careers artistically. And probably they would just be old musicians and not that cool anymore. You know, them dying early actually made them and gave them a lot more cultural relevance for a lot longer time. But I'd love to see what Kurt Cobain thought about and thinks about rock now and what music he's making. Or Tupac in the hip-hop world. John Lennon, you know, the Beatles. So I have that. And then I have Abe Lincoln up there.
Solid.
Yeah. Because Abe Lincoln was not a well-liked guy before he died. Even as president, was not well-liked at all. Changed vice presidents the second time he ran. Didn't have a majority when he won the first time. Like, wasn't well-liked after he died, period. Now we looked at it, and he's beloved. But I would like to see his thoughts on how far we've come, how much further we have to go. I'd like to look back and show him how much he is loved now. Because in life, he didn't really know that. He was a very unpopular president.
Yeah. Before you said Tupac, he had already come into my mind because I love his music. And his kind of thoughts on things, too. I want to see how he feels about the climate now, but he's not here to see it. And then Mother Teresa.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Why her?
Just because anytime I've heard somebody who did get to meet her and spend time with her, speak of her, they said it was almost like this an angelic experience. Like they've never met anybody like her. And they got to, whether they went to Calcutta or wherever, and they spent time working with her. She was so truly selfless, and something about her spirit just was left with them. So I would want to know what that was like, too.
Eddie, who's the dead person you'd want to hang out with?
Well, I just thought about this because it's usually going to be what I picked in the past is like musicians or whatever. But now I think it'd be kind of cool to hang out with Alexander Hamilton and watch the play with him and see what he thinks.
Now we're putting ourselves in dream scenarios with people. Yeah. So you want to watch the play with Hamilton.
How cool would that be? And then he would laugh at certain jokes and be like, that's funny. Didn't happen that way, but that's funny.
Raymundo, who would you hang out with?
Yeah, definitely Bible time people. So Moses, Adam and Eve, Samson.
Yeah?
Those, yeah.
Okay. Morgan?
I would want to hang out with Marilyn Monroe because she was such a blonde bombshell, and I just want to know her take on things and if everything that's out there about her is really true.
Lunchbox?
Easy. Hugh Hefner. I mean, he had the best life ever, so that'd be great to hang out at his place.
All right, there you go.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
When you wake up, do you need to brush your teeth before you kiss your husband?
Yes, I like to. Well, yes, because I have to sleep with a mouth guard, and it's a whole thing. Like, I want to get out, take my mouth. Yes. Rinse my mouth guard, rinse my mouth.
So you need to go through the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm fine without it.
But without brushing your teeth?
I'm fine with, we don't have to brush our teeth.
But you wear a mouth guard, right?
No, not anymore.
You should. Why are you not? Because does she know? Is it because of Caitlin?
No, I'm not embarrassed about that stuff. I don't even know where it is. I haven't worn one in a year, probably.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I haven't worn one since before Caitlin.
Okay.
I bring all that up, though, because people are brushing their teeth way more after smelling their own breath because they wear a mask more.
Mm-hmm.
So 75% of Americans are brushing their teeth way more because that's like they've been told by themselves, oh, maybe my mouth hole doesn't smell as delicious as I thought it did. So I thought that was good news. People are brushing their teeth more. Always good news when hygiene is brought in. Yeah, yeah, whatever it takes. There you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs, water bowls, treats, and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone, especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas CrossSport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. We're going to play a round of Riddle Me This, where I give you a kid's riddle. Just, you get 20 seconds to see if you can get it right, okay?
Okay.
We Googled kids' riddles, and this is what happened. Amy, Lunchbox, Eddie, you guys will all play. If you get it right, you stay in. Kids' riddle number one. Amy. What has many teeth but can't bite? What has many teeth but can't bite? Timer starts now.
Teeth. Can bite. Teeth are in a comb.
What has many teeth, but can't bite?
I feel like the only thing I can think of is comb.
Is that your answer?
Yes.
She says comb. The answer is a comb. Oh. Yeah, nice.
Nice.
Lunchbox, ready?
Yep.
What has one head, 1 foot and 4 legs?
What has, say that again?
What has 1 head, 1 foot, and 4 legs? Riddle me this.
One head, 1 foot, and 4 legs. I got it.
Go ahead.
A table.
Incorrect. A bed. Is there a foot of a table? I don't think so.
Oh, foot of the bed. That's what I'm, yeah.
Lunchbox is eliminated.
Wow, and he's normally so good at this.
Yeah, he's the champ.
Eddie.
Come on.
What is something you can hold without ever touching? What is something you can hold without ever touching? Timer starts now.
Okay, I'm going to go with your breath.
Correct. Eddie's still in the game. Did you not know that one?
I did not have that.
There are 2 people remaining. Amy, back to you. These are kids' riddles. What has words but never speaks? What has words but never speaks? Timer starts now.
I mean, a book has words, it doesn't speak.
Is that your answer?
A lot of things have words that don't speak. Billboards have words.
What has words but never speaks?
Words, 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 words.
Time, your answer please.
Book.
Correct, a book. Nice.
Kai, you thought you meant Steve Harvey on me where I was like, missed it.
Eddie.
Come on.
What has many needles but doesn't sew? What has many needles but doesn't sew? Timer starts now.
Needles. Could be a doctor's office. They have a lot of needles. Porcupines, are those needles? I'm going to go with porcupine needles.
Correct. I would have accepted porcupine or evergreen trees, Christmas tree.
Oh, pine tree.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Amy, one more round before we go to sudden death.
Okay.
What has 13 hearts but no other organs? What has 13 hearts but no other organs?
What?
Time starts now.
What has 13 hearts?
But no other organs.
Okay, it can't, it's not anything living. This is something different than living. 13 hearts. An organ like a piano.
What has 13 hearts but no other organs? You have 5 seconds.
What? 13 hearts but no other organs? No, no.
Your answer?
A painting.
No, a deck of cards.
I'm an idiot.
Eddie, for the win.
I was thinking there was some famous painting about hearts.
Are you ready, Eddie?
Let's go, Bones. Come on.
People save me, change me, make me, raise me. What am I? People save me, change me, make me, raise me. What am I? Timer starts now.
All I can think of is my foster baby, but that's not it.
Let's save him, change him, raise him. Yeah. You didn't make him, though, to be fair.
I did not make him. Gosh.
People save me, change me, raise me, make me. What am I?
This is so easy to me.
It is?
Yes.
5 seconds.
I'm stuck on the raise, so I'm going to go with the flag. You raise the flag.
Incorrect. It's
money.
It's money. Yeah. You save money, you change money, you raise money, you make money.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're now to sudden death. I'm going to give you one riddle. Buzz in with your name when you figure it out. Are you ready?
Ready.
Come on.
What building has the most stories?
Eddie.
Eddie.
Wow, and I'm going to delay too. Give me the library.
Correct. Winner. There he is, Eddie! Hey, listen. You're on a delay because you got Corona. You did that to yourself.
That's my punishment.
No, you're trying to say I even beat her on a delay.
I know what he was saying, but I'm saying using that as an excuse. But he did it to himself. Eddie, congratulations. You're the winner.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I normally don't win this game, so I love this win.
What would you like to say to all your fans of your riddle game?
All my fans out there, riddle me this.
All right. Okay, so walk me through it, Morgan. You're on a dating app. Do you want to say which one?
Yeah, I can. It's Hinge, dating app.
And so do you swipe on these? Do you scroll on these? What is it?
Yeah, you swipe on them, but you scroll their profile, and then you hit the green check mark if you want to go forward with it, or an X if you don't want to.
So then you match.
Yes.
Okay. So what happened?
So people can match with you before you match with them. And this is what happened. These four guys showed up in my matches as these four amigos, all on one profile. And they created their own, basically, like, bachelor. And they messaged me and said, hello, we're four strapping gentlemen taking our shot at love. Do you see anything you like? And so I scroll through their profile, and it literally says, we're four gentlemen competing against each other to find the girl of our dreams.
So do you pick, though, which one of the four guys you like?
I don't know. I'm so curious as to what you guys think about this. Like, do I look at them all, and then I'm like, hey, I like this guy in the blue shirt here? Or am I supposed to, like, go on a date with all four of them and find out which one I like then?
Or is it just weird and unsafe that four dudes are trying to get you alone?
Right?
Yeah.
What do you think about this, Amy?
It's either concerning or creative. I don't know.
Fine line.
Yeah. I think that without knowing their personalities, I think it's... You could explore it and get to know each of them and see if there's one you'd want to go out with.
But then she has to play the game, too.
I know. Are you up for that?
No, she's not up. Are you up for playing a game?
No, I don't want to play a game. I don't know what it would look like. Like, if I went to a restaurant and it's one girl and four dudes, and you can just tell there's something going on, you know?
That would be pretty fun, though. If, like, I was able to go back when I was dating and you're out there with four women.
Yeah, Bobby, if you had four girls message you, hey, we're just four girls all at the trying same to find time? The man of our dreams.
I wouldn't have come in to talk about it. I would have come in to talk about it had already happened in the past. But yeah, it's different. It's different. How are the guys? Is one of them way more good looking than the other three?
Yeah, they definitely have a hot friend.
Oh,
sure.
No. He probably gets picked all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, everybody has a different
on
view
this
on
app,
hotness.
Though, no, all the same view.
Oh.
Yeah, there's definitely one. I mean, they're all
let me see.
Cute.
I
want to
see.
Yeah. Here's the profile.
Is there one that you would send a message back, one, two, three, or four, that you'd be like, hey, I...
What? They're all cute.
Are they?
Yeah, they're all cute, but there's definitely one that stands out to me over the other three.
Okay, I need to know which one.
Let me see. Let me see if I can pick.
No, they're all good looking.
Are they?
Yeah.
So have you dialed in on one that you would say, hey, I'd like to talk to this guy?
Right.
Yeah.
You could stop, but you're shrugging.
All right, one guy has a shirt off in the picture, yeah. Which is already, for me, would be a no-go regardless. But is that a no-go for you?
Well, he's at the beach.
Yeah, but you're still posting it.
Okay.
Is the shirt off a no-go for you?
No, because he is at the beach. If it was a shirtless gym picture, yeah, no, it'd be a no-go.
Okay, we got a guy in a casino pointing at a tree in a button-up. We got another guy in a white polo shirt holding a drink in a bar. The shirtless guy, that's got to be who Morgan likes because she likes those big, massive dudes. And then you got a guy in the bottom right who looks such like a... He's like the business guy, the twins. Those two twin guys, the brothers, twin brothers.
Mm-hmm. Property brothers.
Yeah, he's like the property brother that wears the business clothes. Which one do you like, Morgan?
Yeah, tell us.
There's a picture of two guys standing in the bar, and it's the guy on the right.
Oh, you like the polo shirt guy.
Yeah, I think he looks cute. But honestly, their pictures are a little inconsistent, and I can't really figure out if there's like 10 guys on there, because they're a little inconsistent on those photos.
Huh. I am scrolling through them. They're not as cute in the other pictures.
What are you saying? Yeah. Okay, I need to scroll.
Well, they're just...
Which one would you pick, Bones?
Well, yeah, I'm glad you asked. Don't Thank answer. You. I think I have the same taste as Morgan.
Oh, boy.
Right? He's like probably the cutest out of all
He also
all
looks
them.
The most normal. He's not wearing a shiny shirt, and he's not trying to show off that he has big pecs. And I'm jealous of people with big pecs, obviously. Which is where that's rooted. I'd probably go with number two, the guy in the polo shirt. Which one would you go?
Well, I think I like the property brother.
Yeah, he's probably my second one. But then you look at him and they all I know, don't look the same.
This other picture and they look 40 years old.
I know, that's just
my age, by the way. Yeah. I'm not saying they look old, but like in some of these other ones, they look young. And
well, what are you going to do?
I don't know. I really brought it here to find out what I should do, if I should even pursue it.
Pursue it because I want to keep up with it.
Yeah, we need it.
This is a great bit. Okay. Pick one of them, or it's up to you. Would you feel comfortable having all four of them take you out?
I mean, honestly, it's never happened in my life, and I feel like it'd be really entertaining. And I do get along with guy friends, so at the worst possible scenario, I come out with guy friends out of this.
If you would reply and say, hey, I would be interested in going out with all four of you at the same time to see which one I'd like, I would love that for a bit on the show.
Okay.
We won't record it. I just would like for you to hit that and see what they say.
Okay. I will see if they'll allow me to go and do that. I will respond to them.
What do you mean allowed? Just say, hey, I'd like to go with all four of you.
I know.
Once.
I don't know what they're going to say.
You take a rose with you and be like, at the end of the night.
The maybe first you, impression rose?
Yeah, maybe you cut one of them and you go the second date with the three and then we chronicle it.
Okay.
All right. We'll see what they say. At the very bottom, there's a picture of one of the guys, and they felt cute. Might delete later.
All right, let us know in the next couple of days when you get a response back, all right?
Okay, sounds good.
Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week, and then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Crossport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Earlier, we were talking about sayings like caught red-handed, push the envelope. And so I told you what they actually meant, where they were rooted. And you can go back in the podcast and hear that. But we have some more of these here. Let's go.
Bobby, the historian.
Barking up the wrong tree. What does that mean to you?
It means if you're trying to do something, you're headed the wrong direction to get it done.
God's good. Yeah. Maybe. The origin is, it refers to hunting dogs who chase their prey up a tree. Once it climbed the tree, the dogs would bark at them. Yet sometimes dogs would continue barking even if the prey was no longer there. It had jumped to another tree, and the dog still boop, 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 boop. You know?
Got it.
Crocodile tears. What's that?
Oh, I don't know.
It's someone faking sad.
Okay.
Like, those are crocodile tears. I mean, someone's pretending to be sad or pretending to be sorry. The origin is written in the 14th century. A book called The Travels of Sir John Mandeville recounts a knight's adventure through Asia. In the book, it says that crocodiles shed tears while eating a man they captured. So it wasn't sad about it.
Right.
It was actually doing it. And so that's where crocodile tears came from.
Gotcha.
Cold feet. What's that mean to you?
If you're committed doing something, but you suddenly don't want to do it. Change your mind.
Yeah, it's like the loss of nerve or confidence. The original is a military term. Warriors who had frozen feet were not able to rush into battle. So they got ready, but then they got cold feet, and they kind of didn't want to do it anymore because their feet were so cold.
Literally.
Mm-hmm. A bigwig. What's a bigwig?
The boss, the big guy, the decision maker.
Yeah, like an important person.
Okay, important person.
Back in the 18th century, the most important political figures would wear the biggest wigs.
Yeah.
Hence, today, the big wig person.
Makes sense.
Hey, Eddie, do you know what cat got your tongue means? Like, what does that mean to you day to day?
The cat that got, what is it?
The cat got your tongue.
Like you said something you weren't supposed to.
It's said to someone who's quiet when they're expected to speak. Like if you're supposed to say something, I'm like, what's up, cat got your tongue? Come on. So that's what it means. There are two stories of how this saying came into being. The first one says that it could have come from cat o' nine tails that was used by the English Navy for flogging and often left the victim speechless. Like they were beating them with the cat. The second one, where liars' tongues were cut out as punishment and fed to the cats.
Ugh. Dang.
Dang, cat got your tongue.
It's terrible.
That tongue. Think about having your tongue cut out.
I can't.
Let's do one more. Get on a soapbox. What does that mean to you?
When you kind of go off on something that you might be passionate about, but you just don't let it go.
The soapbox that people mount when they usually get on a soapbox is and was actually a soapbox or one of the big crates that would be used to hold shipments of soap in the late 1800s. Would-be motivators of crowds would put them into places where people were walking, lay them there, get on top of them, and do their spiel. So you were literally getting on a soapbox. One more. Hands down. I thought I was going to be done, but I have one more. Hands down.
Hands down, this is the way it is.
Yeah, it's used when talking, like, this is the absolute way.
Right.
Easily the best. Like, an absolute.
Hands down.
Hands down comes from horse racing, where if you're way ahead of everyone else, you can relax your grip on the reins and let your hands down. You win hands down. You win easily.
Hands down.
Like, your hands were down, so hell, he won easy. Hands down, he won.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
I didn't know that.
Am I a nerd for just loving these?
No, I think it's interesting.
Eddie, you're laughing. Am I a nerd for loving these?
No. They are pretty interesting, and this is stuff you can take to a party and show off. I like this.
Who's going to parties right now? Yeah, because Eddie's the one with Corona right now talking about going to a party. Let's not let that be lost on us.
I'm the one that can't leave my house. I'm dreaming of going to parties.
If you have your phone in your hand right now, you can follow me on Instagram at Mr. Bobby Bones. What's going on with you today?
I think I have to meet Culligan at my house for my water install.
They just came to my house.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm so excited about that. And then picking the kids up from school. So I want to try to be the first one in the car, in the line to pick up, because then you get stuck at the end and you're there an extra 20 minutes.
Is that a thing?
It's a thing. Ugh. It's like a race to be like, okay, how many parents can I be here?
All right.
What about you?
I'm still pretty exhausted from my Montana trip.
Mm-hmm.
So just exercise. I got to unpack still a ton. The person who usually goes on shoots with me to do like wardrobe, and because, you know, they provide one or they pay for one to come out with you. She has coronavirus and she wasn't able to go, so I had to do it all myself. Not that it's crazy, but it's just a lot of stuff I got to take. And I'm supposed to, like, you know, get the clothes ready. I didn't do crap. I just pulled them out and put them on wrinkly. There's a reason why they want someone to come with you. Because what do I care? I had no makeup. I didn't do my hair. Nothing. I just went rogue. And it's a National Geographic show, you know? Just running raw.
Yeah. So what is the plan moving forward?
I don't know. She still has Corona.
Yeah. She's probably going to text positive like Eddie, like, 50 million times. Yeah.
Eddie's been testing positive since 06, man. He's
he was testing positive before.
Positive was cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'm also, too, kind of like a coronavirus consultant, too, because she calls me, too, now, and we text, and we talk
about
corona.
Well, y'all probably
symptoms.
Bond over it now.
Yeah.
Is this a Lifetime movie in the Christmas, Corona at Christmas, where two people have corona and they're stuck together, and then all of a sudden they fall in love?
Could be.
Oh,
that's right. A good idea.
Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it. Yes. It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.